Does it infuriate you when your partner does this? A-Rod was just on Ellen, and when he spoke about this, it struck a chord for me, because my wife goes insane when I don't do this. And I'd love to get your thoughts on it. You can text in 92925. I'm curious what you think, Nikki. But first, let's play the clip. A-Rod was talking to Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Like, if she calls me and I don't pick up, forget it.
You're in trouble?
I've been in, like, board meetings, and she, time out board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to answer her call.
Now, that hit home for me, because every time my wife's called me or when she texts me, too, and I don't answer, she gets so angry. She's like, what happened to you? I thought something happened. Oh, my God. And she gets all nervous. I'm like, look, there was a time where we didn't have cell phones. Okay? So if you can't reach me for an hour, it's all good. You know? Am I overreacting? Or like?
Okay. Here's the thing. When someone doesn't answer my text, I worry. You know, and I know, but that's kind of my issue. And yeah. I know it's not really like fair to put that on somebody else. Mm-hmm. But that for me, maybe that's where it's coming from, you know,
for sure it is
where they're worried. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's with some people, too. It's also just like, no, I want attention right now. Like, give me attention right this minute. But it's also could be like another opportunity for a man to sort of have selective communication, you know, which is frustrating. So you're at home, you're trying to communicate with your man and you're like, hello, look at me, talk to me, listen to me. So in that, now it's just like another platform. It's happening via text now too.
Well, that's why I keep my phone on silent when I'm in my place, and I'm the exact same way. When my girlfriend texts me, if I don't respond, she automatically thinks the worst. If she calls, I and it's genuinely because I don't hear the phone ring, but I don't want to be bombarded with rings and sounds.
You know, it's funny. Chris Rock, he has a new Netflix special out, and he was saying why he thinks his parents lasted so long being married is because back in the day, of course, no cell phones, his father would wake up, go to work at 7 a.m., come back at 7 p.m., and there was no communication between the two. They didn't have to. And he goes, now you got to drop a text. And he goes, now you got to do the check-in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, got to do the check-in.
That's it. It's true. And you'd have something to talk about at the end of the day instead of, like, those ongoing texts for 24 hours.
But I feel like men do have that selective communication.
But, you feel like they do?
We're not just like that with women. We're like that with our guy buddies. Even my best friends can text me. And if I don't feel like responding to them, I'll delay it for a few hours.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
There's no harm in that.
I don't care. Yeah. Who you're doing it with. That doesn't make me feel any better.
Oh, God.
At all.
Let's get some texts on this. 92925. Does it infuriate you when your partner doesn't text you back or doesn't call you back? Kim Kieran, I'm curious. You've been with your husband for a really, really long time. Does it anger you?
20-something years. Not anymore. No, now I tell him. I tell him, this is important. You must respond to this one. Because 90% of the time, there's no response.
Okay. And same thing when you're at home face-to-face, right?
Pretty much. Exactly. No response.
He keeps you in suspense, right? He does it on purpose.
He's a quiet guy.
Okay.
I'll give him that.
Hey, coming up, Nikki's going to tell us how to get your partner to respond to text immediately.
These tactics work. Wait for it.
I'm going to tell my wife to listen. That's coming up in 6 minutes. Here's Timberlake now. Can't Stop the Feeling. Do you go through this with your partner? You text them, you call them, they don't call you back. And does it anger you? A-Rod was just on Ellen's show and he was saying how J-Lo gets really mad when he doesn't pick up her
call. Oh, yeah. Like, if she calls me and I don't pick up, forget it.
You're in trouble?
I've been in, like, board meetings and she, time out board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to answer her call.
Who wouldn't answer J-Lo's call first?
Well, that's a good point.
It's J-Lo.
I'd answer that in 1 second. But I go through this with my wife, too. She always gets angry and I don't text back right away or call back right away. And now you have a little trick here.
I hope she's listening because this is how you can get your man to respond to your text immediately, okay?
All right.
So the first and most important tactic is to appeal to his curiosity. So start with something like, quick question. Or, I need your thoughts. The most effective texts tease a person's curiosity. I agree. I've tried that before.
It's like text bait.
Yeah, because you know they can't help but...
Just hang in there.
Exactly. You want to allude to something, sort of like whet their appetite a little bit, okay? And this is all from a communications professor at McMaster as well, so don't get mad at me for this next one, but they say, use small words when you're texting your man.
Small words?
Yes.
Okay.
Things they can understand.
Because we don't understand their words.
No. My wife writes me these long paragraphs. I'm like, why so long?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. He said if you're having a bad day, say, so stressed. You know, like that kind of text. You're more likely to get a reply than if you send a whole journal about how your boss and your coworker and your mother are ruining your life. You know, like something really, really quick. And I kind of agree with that, too, because sometimes when a friend sends me a really long and in-depth text, I feel like I don't have the time to respond right then.
Yeah.
So I put it off until later. But like so stressed is like a little bit easier to get back on. He said that the greatest sin of digital communication is typing ASAP. Don't do that. People don't want to jump on anything when they see that. Huh. If anything, they say, go ahead. Don't say you're not answering me either. Like nothing like that. It again just requires too much. But say hello, or this seems a little nasty, but apparently it'll work better. Just like a million question marks. Just like line after line of questions. They're more likely to respond than if you're saying, why aren't you answering me, or trying to get really conversational like that.
That sounds angry though, all the question marks. Like, where the hell are you? Yeah. That's what I think.
The way guys think is, if it's really that important, just call.
But then you won't answer the call.
But if we see like there's like A-Rod four said. Or five missed calls within like 5 minutes, we'll know it's important.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, a guy broke up with me after I tried calling him.
That's for a different reason. All right, we're taking your calls and your texts. And Mary, you sent a very interesting text this morning.
It's the opposite. It's always him. He's texting at all times. You know, and it's great. I appreciate the attention he gives me, but I'm at work. I always have my phone on silent. Like, I can't always respond. And it kind of angers him that I don't, you know, pick up all the time, but I just can't do it. I can't. It's like, how many times are you going to say, you know, I love you? Or how many times are you going to say, like, I know it's cute. I know. And I love him for it. I really, really do. But it's like, I feel like the guy in this situation, you know?
That's hilarious.
Doesn't he know you're busy though, Mary? Doesn't he know you're working?
He does. But I think he just likes it. He likes 24/7.
He likes being in contact.
Attention.
All day long. Yeah.
I feel like the harder you play to get, like, the more he wants you, you know?
It's like, yeah. I know. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should start responding. I don't know. But
yeah, exactly.
You know, it's great, but at the same time, like I said, sometimes it's a little too much, you know?
You need to set up some kind of auto reply. Like, send I love you once every 2 hours. Yeah. Or like, cool. Like, just random responses to what he's saying.
Eggplant emojis, you know? Just
oh, God. All right. Thanks, Mary.
And no problem. Have a great day, guys. Okay, bye.
We just got a great text at 9925. My hubby always answers me when I send a picture.
Oh,
that's a way to get a man's attention.
Oh, great. My wife just texted me, babe, I got a question for
don't
you.
Answer, yeah. Don't answer. Don't do it.
I want to know what it is.
She's just sending you text bait.
She knows. I've taught them well.
All right. Thanks for the text this morning at 9925. Nikki's got your biz. Check in entertainment in about 10 minutes.
The world has been blessed with another